Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, and before we get moving, I always like to pause and thank Gaye Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. And so, you know, we've been going strong for almost 6 years now, and we think that we have a cure for Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues on this show. We're on first and second Sundays at 6. We give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers while we feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information. You know, we have a meaty show planned for you, but before we get going, let me share with you just a little bit about myself. I help facilitate expression of your highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, and writing services. And if you want to find out more about some of the juicy things that I do, I invite you to check out my Facebook fan page, Tanya D. Parker. You can learn about my services, my young adult novel, meditation CD, my sacred healing sessions, my blog, Mind, Body, and Soul Food Meanderings, my monthly self-care Saturday series, and all sorts of other good stuff. Also, I invite you to check out the Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Tanya Parker page on Facebook, and that will help you keep up with the show and folks who guest on the show. And, of course, you can find out about that here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so thank you to all of you who have been tuning in so regularly. We've had some amazing shows over the course of the last almost 6 years. This year, we've had some great shows, so I invite you to check out any that you've missed on demand. All right, so tonight, I'm really excited, and I have to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous because I'm trying something different. We have three returning guests, so they are pros at this, that's for sure. I'm really honored to call them all dear friends and trusted colleagues. I've healed beside them, and I've received healing from all of them, too. Therefore, I can attest to their level of skill. Also, I'm a witness to the love that flows through them as them. We've all been on a healing journey, and we've all met the healing art of Reiki along the path. We've all become Reiki masters, and we all teach Reiki to others or have in the past. And I love that we can have yet another opportunity to connect and provide healing in a new and exciting way with this evening's Radio Reiki Share. So please join me in welcoming back to Mind, Body, and Soul Food, Andrea Winger, Reverend Anthony Farmer, and Reverend Renee Kahina. Welcome, folks.
Thank
Welcome.
You. Great to be here.
Oh, thank you.
I have to get my unmute off.
I'm thinking, we here, okay, we here. Are they there again?
That's usually me who's forgetting to unmute, you know?
We
oh,
are
my
here.
Gosh. Awesome. So before you share who you are and what you serve at your healing table, I noticed that folks are starting to queue up. So I want to make sure that people
wow.
get a chance to call in and get in the queue so that they can get their healing on. So the number for the show is 917 889 7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. And please, please, please make sure you press 1 to speak with the host, and that will let me know that you're not just listening into the show via the phone, which some people do, but you actually want to speak and you have a comment to make, a question, or you want to receive healing from one of our wonderful, wonderful healing guests. All right, so who are you folks? What do you serve at your healing table? Because you all serve more than Reiki, that's for darn sure. Anyone can go first.
Well, I'll jump in. This is Andrea Wenger. I work with the Alchemy of Sound, Voice, Reiki, and Consciousness to create a safe space, a safe and sacred space, really, for deep healing of body, mind, and heart and soul. I think what's different about my Reiki is that I'm usually combining it with sound healing for individual sessions in particular. And I call it vibrational healing because both Reiki and sound are vibrational in nature and really support what is out of tune in our body, mind, spirit to come back into harmony, whether it's on the physical, emotional, or spiritual levels. So I also offer at my healing table sound healing meditations and singing meditation where my Reiki simply kind of comes through, whether people know it or not, to enhance the sound experience. I also teach Reiki classes and lead workshops and retreats and have a CD of sacred songs of mindfulness, relaxation, freedom, and abundance, which includes a guided deep relaxation track as well. So that's a little snapshot of my healing table.
Wonderful. And I have experienced that amazing vibrational healing, Andrea. And thank you so much for bringing that forth. And I have a copy of your CD too, I must say. So I'm a big fan. All right, fellas,
yes,
who's going
you.
Next? You're welcome.
Okay, I'll go next. Hello, everybody. My name is Rene Kahina. I'm Reverend Rene Kahina, and I'm an ordained interfaith minister. I was ordained back in 2012, and I just completed a master's in pastoral care. So tomorrow is actually my first day working as a chaplain resident at Washington Hospital Center here in Washington, D.C. Yes, forward to that. And I've trained with Reiki, Usui Reiki, back in 1998. And right after my training, I started to work with people and teach Reiki. So I've been teaching Reiki since then and continue to study Reiki. I train with the Lightarian Reiki modality, and I also have trained with the Karuna Reiki modality as well. I'm going to finish up the third level of Karuna Reiki. And right now I'm offering what I'm calling holistic treatments, where there's energy healing involved, Reiki, and I also, depending on how open the client is, I can use life coaching techniques and or provide intuitive messages for them, supporting their situation, whatever it is that they're going through. And I also teach Reiki throughout the year. I teach Usui Reiki. In addition to that, I'm a pranic healing advanced practitioner, and I use that in my healing treatments, depending on how I'm being guided to provide healing for others. Pretty much what I'm doing right now.
That's pretty juicy, huh? You've been at this for a long time, Renee.
Huh?
You've been at this for a long time.
Yes, yes. And I've experienced energy in many amazing ways, and I've witnessed how energy, healing energy, works on other people as well. It fascinates me. I love how that works. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, I look forward to talking more about that when we are on. And
great.
The others will be out healing. Awesome.
Yes.
All right, last but not least, Reverend Anthony.
I was about to say good morning, everybody. Hello. So I am a master Reiki teacher with the Yasui Reiki. I was actually ordained. I'm not ordained. I was actually initiated through Reverend Renee, who gave me my level one and master teacher attunement.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm also certified in Lightarian Reiki, and I've, you know, I can't remember exactly when I was attuned, but I've taught many classes, attuned many people in various levels and several master teachers. And also what I offer in terms of healing is probably, I would term shamanic healing. I'm a walk the path of a shaman, and so with that I do or have done healing work, individuals and community and group healing sessions using shamanic techniques, various shamanic practices and principles in that. And much of my healing work is, it used to be individual work, but now it's more in the lines of group work, group workshops. And so the healing energy supports the teaching that I do in terms of master level teaching and shamanic healing and shamanic practices and mastermind teaching and the various other things that I'm called to do. I am an ordained interfaith minister. I was ordained in 2008. And as the old folks say, the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I will be ordained and will graduate this Friday as a doctor of ministry. So I'll be Reverend Dr. Anthony Farmer.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
What's up, Doc?
No, right? And most of my work is done through Visions of the Heart Spiritual Life Center, which is an interfaith, interspiritual community that that spirit birthed through me in March of 2010. So we're in our seventh year with the Spiritual Life Center. So, and it's interesting that we're doing this show. I was talking with somebody that in the next month that I'm offering a healing circle that is shamanic and Reiki healing circle, combining the two healing modalities in a ceremonial offering.
Mm.
Awesome. Wonderful.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How amazing. These folks that are on, I really can't say enough how precious and dear they are. And gosh, we all go back some years. And I had to laugh when Renee said that he had taught, well, Anthony said he had been taught by Renee. level one Reiki and the master level as well. I'm a Reiki master as well, and my second Reiki master class that I took some years after my original one was with Reverend Anthony. So in a sense, Anthony, you my daddy, and Renee, you my granddaddy.
Wait a minute, I'm not that old.
I know. Right?
Who your daddy?
They do
now.
Call it a lineage.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is right. So you gotta love it.
It's so amazing how love expands and extends. You know, who would I ever thought that? You know, back in 1998 when I trained for Reiki, then I was going to be training people, and then they were going to be training, you know, other people, and then we're going to create a family, a Reiki family. I just love that, you know, and Reiki is about love, you know, and I just love it just to see how, you know, it has supported us in our lives.
Yes, yes. And, you know, there's some people out there, I know we have listeners who know about Reiki because I called out to all of my past Reiki students that are on social media to tune in or at least send healing or be in the energy of healing during this time, as well as many of my Reiki colleagues that I could think of that I've healed beside or I've referred to back in the day when I ignored the calling to teach. Y'all know about that, probably. I went some years sending folks to other folks because I didn't think I was ready, et cetera, et cetera. But we have a lot of people who are in the energy of healing right now. But we also have some listeners who are not familiar with Reiki. And so if you could, Renee, I know you mentioned Reiki is about love. If you all could share with our audience, what have you come to know Reiki as?
I want to say that Reiki is a type of energy healing technique, and it supports you by balancing your energy field. And once that happens, then you're able to experience peace, joy, well-being, strong sense of self, connection with spirit. It's energy healing that supports your purpose in life, who you are, what you're here to do.
Gotcha. Yes, yes. Who would like to add more to that?
I was going to say definitely adding, because I'm sure I will not disagree with anything anyone else says, because there's so many ways it can be described. If I just boil it down, I'd say Reiki to me is the gentleness, love, and power of life itself, with a capital L.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
And I'm with Andrea. I would add to what's been already said. Many times when people ask, you know, what is Reiki? And, you know, after you go through the technical definition and all of that, for me, Reiki is a touch from God.
That's beautiful.
And yeah. And without any dogma attached to it.
Right.
Whether it's God, Mother, Father, God, universe, divine consciousness, cosmic, whatever you understand, that which is higher than yourself and you hold as sacred and divine, Reiki is a kiss from that.
Perfect. Yes.
All right.
And also,
we got some poets on the line. Yes. Yes, Reverend A.
Yeah, I want to say, in addition to what we've said, the Reiki energy is divinely guided and universal, and it's in abundance. When we connect with this energy and we share it with other people, it supports everybody, even the practitioner.
I call that the contact buzz, okay?
Yeah, I love that.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you all for sharing those insights into the different ways of looking at, of experiencing Reiki. It's interesting because, gosh, my very first year on the air, Renee, you were part of our Reiki panel. This was one of the first topics that we covered on Mind, Body, and Soul Food way back in, I don't know, 2010 maybe. And now 6 years later, I don't tend to repeat topics. This one came up, and so I was listening to guidance and how can we do it in a different way. And what I heard was we're going to have a radio Reiki share. And each person that was to participate was given to me, and I just thank the three of you for saying yes to this process. And even though we folks don't know, I originally envisioned starting the year off with this healing energy, this healing show. Circumstances were such that that was not the time. And so this became the divine time for you all to come together and have this time in sharing about Reiki and sharing the healing energies of Reiki. And so I know I've been to Reiki, I've coordinated Reiki shares with various people. I've been to Reiki shares. I know, Reverend Anthony, you used to lead them. Reverend Nay, I believe you used to lead them. Yeah. And so I know you all are familiar. And, Andrea, I know you haven't gone all these years in Reiki because I've known you to be a Reiki practitioner for at least the past 6 years or six, 7 years,
yeah,
right?
It's been 10 years, I think.
Right. Yeah. So I know you've been to your share of shares.
Yeah. I hosted one for a short period of time, but yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So from your experience, what is a Reiki share? Anyone can answer.
The time to share Reiki. It's a time and a space where I've seen very many different forms of them. Typically, the share would be a time and a space where Reiki practitioners, anyone who's had a level one attunement or level one training or higher, will come together and practice Reiki on each other, give a share Reiki with each other. Sometimes I've seen people who have not been attuned to be invited in to also receive. I've also seen that called a Reiki clinic, you know, rather than a share.
Right.
It's an opportunity to practice. It's an opportunity to receive the Reiki, and it's just a beautiful time.
It's also an opportunity to expand your learning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can work with some people who were, you know, or trained through other master teachers, and you watch other people's techniques, and you can pick up on some things that you've never seen before and try some different things. And I've always encouraged people to, you know, if you're intuitively guided to try something, this is the place to do it. This is the place to do it. So it's not only to share and then, you know, support others, but also to continue your learning of Reiki.
Awesome. So for tonight, with that in mind, we will be sharing Reiki. We're sharing about Reiki, but we have our healers here for folks who would like to receive Reiki. Reiki can be done from a distance. We don't have to be in the same room with our hands actually on or above a person. So we do invite listeners to call in with their healing requests. And our Reiki masters are on hand to take turns facilitating healing off air. What I'll do is mute their phone and mute the phone of the caller at that time. And when they're complete, they'll let me know and they'll return to the line. And, you know, there's a possibility if you receive something throughout the course of healing, some insight, some guidance, something you want to share, you may have that opportunity to do that as well if the caller is open to that. But in the meantime, those who are not doing the healing, we will continue to chat and spread the word about Reiki healing. Makes sense to folks? Was that clear?
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. So once again, I will remind folks of the call-in number. It is 917-889-7806. And press 1 to indicate that you would like to receive healing. And in the meantime, all the other Reiki and other energy healers who are out there, who are listening in, you can send in your love and your healing. You can do some self-healing. You may have some folks who are calling out for healing. Let's just really generate an energy of love and healing in this particular space and time. And I thank you in advance for that, because we're going to get the contact buzz, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. So before we open up the phone lines, I'll ask our Reiki masters, do you have any special instructions for a particular caller? Do you need to know a name? What do you need? A location?
That's a good
someone
question.
I would love to know a name, and if they want to share anything that, you know, has led them to request Reiki, that would be great, but they don't have to speak anything in particular.
Yeah, that's good, Andrea. I love that. Yes.
Okay, that's a ditto.
I
don't need anything. But basic name is basic name. First name is fine, and I agree with Andrea. Name, and then if they want to share what led them to call, that'd be great too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. So our first caller is from the 301 area code. With 248 exchange. So, caller, you're on the air. Are you there?
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm Gina from Fort Washington.
Oh, Gina.
Hello. Hello, all. I am a Reiki master myself. I am a master teacher in Usui, Zakem Sikkim Reiki, and Gendai Reiki.
Wonderful. Yes, and we've healed beside each other before. We've been at
Reiki
share together.
Yes, at the Comer Park Chapel. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to receive healing this evening?
I would love to receive healing this evening.
I love it when the healers receive, okay?
Mm-hmm. I need it right now.
Okay.
I would like to receive from Renee.
Okay. I will. I'll send you Reiki. Great. Is there anything that you would like to share right now that led you to Reiki?
I have a little bit of a cough going on. Mm-hmm. And some issues around inadequacy coming up. Perfectionism is an old demon.
Okay. I don't know anything about that.
I don't think anybody does. No, I'm totally
of course
alone with this.
All right.
So,
you have everything
so
you
then
need,
what
Renee?
What I'm going to have you doing up right now is if you can just sit somewhere or lay down on a couch or somewhere where you're comfortable. And, you know, there's nothing that you need to do. Just be open to receive the energy. And I'm going to send you Reiki for 10 minutes.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. So
awesome.
Go right ahead. And I'm going to get myself ready and we'll send you the energy, and if you would like to share how was your experience, feel free to share with us, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
All right. Enjoy,
all right,
folks. And I am going to mute you both out right now. This is fun working this switchboard. It's like, okay, where are the numbers? Okay. There they go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we still have a queue, but I'm not sure if the folks in the queue would like to receive a healing because I'm not seeing the little indicator. So just want to remind folks, when they call in to 917-889-7806, to make sure that they press 1 to indicate that they would like to speak to the host. Okay? All righty. So I'm seeing some little changes here and there, and I think I'm managing everyone for the moment. So as we stand in waiting, if there are more people who would like to receive healing, we certainly have a couple of healers who can provide that in a beautiful way. But I'd love to take this opportunity for folks to learn even more about Reiki. And so, you know, folks may ask, well, you know, this energy healing, what is this stuff? And what do you mean you can do it across a distance? What, you know, how does Reiki work? So when people ask you that question, Andrea and Anthony, you know, how do you respond to that?
Go ahead, Brother Anthony. I'll let you go first.
I love it.
I felt like they were being polite, you know, ladies first earlier. So,
so how does Reiki work? Well, the way I answer the question is, as we say, you know, Reiki is a vibrational healing modality, and it's universal energy that has a specific vibration. And so the attunement process allows a person to be able to receive and be a conduit for the Reiki energy. And so when I am working or when I've worked on a client, I tell them that, you know, the energy comes in through me, comes into me, comes through me into them, you know, through my hands. And it flows. The natural understanding of energy is that it vibrates and it flows, and so Reiki follows that same pattern. It just, the energy flows into their body, their consciousness, and because it comes from the universal intelligence, it knows what it's doing. The practitioner is an instrument in the whole healing paradigm. The Reiki energy knows what it's doing, and it goes into the person's body, and it goes through their body and, you know, provides that love and light and healing energy, that gentle healing energy, to whatever is needed. And so Reiki works through its own intelligence, through the guidance of the practitioner, and through the receptivity of the patient. That's how I explain it. And then I say, listen, lay down, take a deep breath, allow yourself to be served. Because sometimes your question is just a way of demonstrating that you may be a little afraid of this. So let's experience it, and we can talk about it afterwards.
That makes me think of how, you know, if people just ask me what it is, sometimes I will say it is an experience. You know, we could sit here and try to describe it in a million ways, but it really is an experience that is unique for each person. So, yeah, I love how you said that, Brother Anthony. And, you know, if people wonder a little more specifically, you know, you may have heard of the chakra system or the meridians that are used in acupuncture. These are some of the energetic pathways that Reiki is flowing through, or the aura, the biofield that both permeates the body and is in layers around the body. So it's moving through all of these different pathways and helping to restore harmony and decrease the body's stress response and just support the natural and innate healing ability of the body to really come forth and do what it knows how to do. So,
Yeah. Thank you both for that. You know, it's funny, I found this quote earlier that really spoke to what you both were saying, and it's from China Honey. I don't know who China Honey is, but, you know, despite her name, you know, she definitely has some wisdom here. She says, Reiki is the best vibration for helping someone to relax well and deeply. Relaxation is key to human health and recovery because it initiates our natural and innate healing abilities. It is when we are truly relaxed that true healing can take place.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you ask any type of physician truly about the conditions of folks who walk in their office, you know, at least 75% of those, if not more, are due to some stress-related illness. Stress, you know, plays a major role in getting our chi, our ki, out of balance. And next month we will have, next week we will have Manifest Ra on talking about how to manifest your chi. He's our Tai Chi and Qi Kong ambassador who talks a lot about Qi. Yeah. And so, you know, just learning how to deal with stress, and Reiki is just such a wonderful, wonderful tool that can be used to help with that process. So cool beans, as Reverend Anthony would say, right?
Cool beans, yeah.
Yeah, with awesome sauce. All right. So, again, we are live on the air, Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, and we are having our Radio Reiki Share. We have Renee Kahina, who is off the air doing some Reiki with one of our callers. We're speaking with Reverend Anthony and with Andrea about Reiki, and we invite folks to call in. And if you've never tried Reiki, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to check it out. If you've had a stressful week, weekend, day, past few hours, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to pause and just allow some healing to come to you. It's a 10-minute commitment, longer if you want to share about it. But the number is 917-889-7806. And, again, I just want to make sure that if you call in, press 1 to indicate that you would like to speak to us. Okay. With that being said, I want folks to get an idea of what sensations might a person experience when receiving Reiki healing. I know that there are some across-the-board experiences, but what have you two come across?
Well, I'll share, like you said, there are some across-the-board experiences. People feel a deep sense of relaxation. Sometimes they may feel a tingle in their body where the energy is flowing. Sometimes people have reported a different temperature, where the practitioner places their hands, they may feel heat, or they may feel a drop in temperature. I had one experience where I was doing Reiki with somebody, a young man. And he afterwards said he felt so relaxed, and he just really appreciated just letting go and just getting into
being relaxed. And he said when he went home and he slept so peacefully that night. And because of that experience, he wanted to sign up again for another session, and we did, and he was anticipating more relaxation. But this time, the energy was much more vibrant. And he said he just got this sense, this heightened sense of creativity. And he was a musician and composer. And so he knows what it feels like to be inspired, you know, creatively. He was saying, it was shocking to him because he thought in his mind, Reiki, my experience, relaxation. But all of a sudden for him, the second one was intense creativity and fire energy flowing through him. So it's each experience will be different. You can't expect the same thing twice because it's what your body and what your spirit and what your soul is calling for at that time. So.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's very important. And some people, I don't think you mentioned this, but tingling, pulsing, maybe you did mention that as well. And sometimes, you know, I'll notice it, and sometimes the recipient will also notice or feel it, but just kind of this, never quite sure what to call it, but almost like a muscle spasm is what it kind of looks like. But it's not, you know, it's not usually, you know, big or whatever, but I'll just kind of see, you know, a finger move, you know, unintentionally. You know, the person looks like they're in a deep meditative place, and there's just, you know, these, what I understand to be energetic releases.
Right.
You know, because emotions and, you know, trauma and so on is held in the body so many times if we have not learned how to really let that energy move through as it gets stuck in the body and can lead to the dis-ease or illness. And a lot of times when those things are released with the assistance of the Reiki, there can be a little, you know, a jerk of the leg or the foot or the hand or something like that. So not unlike, I think, a lot of us may experience just as we're falling asleep. Sometimes that kind of a thing can happen as well.
Yeah, I admit, I'm a twitcher.
You're a what?
I'm a twitcher. I'm a jerker.
Oh, a twitcher. Yes, that's the term I was looking for. That's what I was looking for. A twitch. Yeah.
I often experience energy that way.
And it is so important, you know, to stress how different it is for everyone. I mean, I have some people who just, you know, don't really experience too much. You know, they definitely express being very relaxed afterwards and, you know, and they feel the benefits of it, but don't have a lot of that kind of thing going on. So it's not a definition of it working that these things need to be happening. It's just how we all react differently. And I've had some people who had they were more experienced with energetic types of healing and maybe a little farther along in their spiritual journey than beginners. And, you know, they had more just bigger energetic twitching type stuff going on. But they were very used to that, you know, so it wasn't a big deal. So, yeah, everyone's very, very different.
I wouldn't say I'm a twitcher. I'm a flapper.
Flapper, there you go.
I mean, sometimes the arms get to waving, and but it's all this energy being released. And I've also noticed the last time I received Reiki, I'll start chanting or humming or singing. Songs will come to me, and again, allowing the energy to be released, it comes through, you know, through the vocal opportunity to release that energy. Some people have experienced crying, and they judge it, thinking that something is wrong. But it's another way that the body releases energy. It's just the energy is in the form of the tears, or the voice, or the physical movement. So it's any different experience or many different people.
And I think I want to also add that it's not like people are overcome by something, you know. I think everyone experiences what they are ready and to experience.
Good point.
Maybe someone else can say that in a more refined way. But, you know, my experience is not that somebody is going to be overcome with emotion and crying that feels scary to them. And, you know, it's really not that kind of experience. It's usually very gentle and feels like a wonderful relief.
Yeah. More times than not, it's a joyful expression.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. So, folks, we are here with our Reiki masters ready to provide wonderful distance Reiki healing for those who would like to receive it. And so the number is 917-889-7806. Please press 1 to indicate you would like to speak to the host. And in the meantime, I know that Renee is complete with his session with Gina, so I am going to bring Renee back on the air. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
And I am going to bring Gina back on the air. Are you there,
Hi.
Gina?
I'm here.
Hi. Oh,
wow.
Oh, listen to you.
How was it? How did it go?
Oh, it was beautiful. It felt like being wrapped in this big, bright, white light.
Yes.
And that was something, that was a different experience from ones I've had before.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I feel indescribable. I feel really calmer. I had some nice releases that at first it was like a little bit of a shock, and for me they came out as nice deep breaths. I'm breathing a bit easier now. I just feel much happier, more joyful, more relaxed. I felt
wonderful.
The tingling cells in I've got the tingling sensation that Andrea described. That was a little different, but it felt really good. It felt really nice.
That's great. I have some messages for you. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Some of the things, well, one of the things that I've heard for you is to buy flowers for yourself. And to buy flowers that are very aromatic. I love roses, so to do that for yourself once in a while.
Okay.
Another message that I got for you is for you to look at yourself in front of the mirror every day and tell yourself, I love you, just as you are. I accept you just as you are. And you are beautiful. So you look at yourself in the mirror, even though sometimes you may feel a little, you know, crazy, but you look at yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself those three things. I love you no matter what. I accept you no matter what. And you are beautiful. And do it every day. And one more thing that I get, I was getting some sadness, you know, that...
Yeah.
You're processing. It's okay. Don't hold on to that. Just let go of that. Let it go. Move. Do some movements, like go for a walk, and that's going to help you move that energy.
Okay.
There's a lot of love in you that's dying to come out. A lot of love in you. I was in tears when I was sending you Reiki. With love.
Wow. I'm in tears right now.
Yeah. It was beautiful. Thank you for being open to receive. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. It's been an honor to serve. Thank you.
Gina,
may
thank
I ring
you,
a
my
bell?
Dear. Can you ring a bell?
Yes.
All right, my dear Gina. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for allowing our listeners and Renee also to get feedback on what you experienced. And we just send you all the love and all the light that you can stand. And then some more, okay?
Thank you so much, Tanya. I really appreciate this show. It's nice to get a different perspective from different Reiki masters.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Ah, how beautiful. Thank you, Renee, for serving.
Amazing.
Thank you so
much.
Yes. And you too, I'm talking to my listening audience now, you too can experience that or something similar or your own experience of Reiki. I tell you, I'm a true believer. I've been a practicer since 2005, but it's been more in recent years that I have been receiving more and more of it myself, as well as doing my self-treatment. It makes a world of difference. And we have some amazing healers right here available to serve you and to help you to experience the loving, healing, universal energies of Reiki. So the number is 917-889-7806. Please press 1 to indicate you'd like to speak to the host. I think we just have some folks who are listening in to the show via the phone because they haven't let me know that they want to get a healing. But in the meantime, you know, it's funny that our first caller is a Reiki master herself, and she knows the importance of receiving. And so I am going to offer right now, if any of our Reiki masters, our guests, I'm going to say not you, Renee, because we're going to talk to you, Renee. Would like to receive.
Me.
Was that you, Anthony, volunteering?
Are you offering for me to receive healing?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, Andrea,
are you
willing to serve?
Of course. That is why I am
awesome.
Here. Yeah.
Okay. So, you will take our next recipient, Anthony, and Renee and I are going to chat some more, shoot the breeze about Reiki. And I am going to mute you all. And, Andrea, you can just let me know when you are complete, okay?
Okay, great. Will do.
Anything you need to know from Anthony, actually?
Anything else you want to say?
Work your magic.
It
all
is
right.
Good.
Well,
okay.
It's not my magic. It is the universe. Yeah. Let it flow. Okay.
All right. We'll check in with you all a little bit later.
All right.
All right, Renee. They are now muted, and we are chatting.
Great.
You know, it was such amazing. It was so amazing to hear Gina come back on the line. I mean, we all heard the change in her voice. I know you did, too.
Yeah, and you know, and it is beautiful, and it's amazing when a person who is willing to receive Reiki is open to receive it, because from the practitioner point of view or experience, the energy flows so beautifully, and it just fills you up, and it just helps you, the person, at the same time. It's just beautiful, you know, how that works and how the energy just flows so gently, so lovingly You know, it doesn't, it's not imposing in any way, shape, or form. So this is why I love Reiki so much, because it's a gentle technique, yet very powerful technique. And energetically,
yeah,
it really goes deeply in your energy system, energy, spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to tell you about my very first distance healing session in which I received
mm-hmm.
Reiki. It was back in around, I would say, 2002, perhaps. And
mm-hmm.
I was up in Connecticut and visiting a friend, and I caught this awful sinus infection. That was back in the days when I was having chronic sinus infections. And we were going to meet a friend of hers who was her Reiki master, and I was just too sick to go. I mean, everything was stopped up and congested, and it was just a miserable feeling. Well, she canceled and let him know that we couldn't come, and, you know, the reason why. And so he asked if it would be okay if he did Reiki, sent Reiki to me. I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
sure. I mean, I had experienced it in person. I'd never had it across the distance. And I said, okay, I mean, we'll see. You know, because even though at the time I was a healer, I had learned healing touch and massage school, the whole concept of Reiki working across the distance was a bit muddling to me. But
yep,
I was obedient. And I lay down. And I am telling you, I could feel the Reiki energy coming through. And
yes,
I could feel just the parts of my body releasing. I could feel myself decongesting and just getting more and more well. And I was
mm-hmm.
able to just drop off to sleep without any problem. And the next day, I did get to meet him. And he laid his hands at the back of my neck, and he says, this is a place where energy really comes in for you. And I have come to find that to be very true to this day. If someone
mm-hmm.
touches my neck, I mean, oh, Lord. You know, I am just, I'm like Pavlov's dog. I have an immediate relaxation response. You know, and so that was my first experience. And I do have people that I've done regular distance Reiki sessions for, and they continue to tell me how helpful and healing it is for them.
Yes, yes. This reminds me of one time I received Reiki from a distance too. I was actually in a bus coming home, and I had this really bad toothache, and I had
mm-hmm.
made an appointment to go and see a dentist, but until the next day. So I just didn't know what to do with this tooth pain. It was driving me crazy. So I called a friend who I taught Reiki to, and I said, can you send me some Reiki? And, you know, like yourself, you know, I was kind of doubting a little bit. Maybe we'll see if this works, even though I know it works. And so he sent me the Reiki energy, and I'm telling you, the toothache, gone. Like in minutes, the pain was gone. So I love Reiki because in some way it speeds up the healing process in our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and it's great
mm-hmm.
for decreasing pain. Either it gets rid of the pain, or it supports you in letting go of the pain, or decreases the pain that you're experiencing, whether it's emotional or physical. I love that about Reiki.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
See, when you have a physical ailment like that, you know, Reiki works on so many different levels, but many of us deal
yes.
in the physical world. And so we need proof, so to speak.
Right,
so
exactly.
When we have
mm-hmm.
a physical ailment that is treated in some way, that is addressed, and we feel better through the Reiki, then we can see it, and it's like, ah, but when we have the other issues, it can be a little harder for some folks. And, you know, the
mm-hmm.
truth is some people may not experience some of the things that we have been describing. They may not
mm-hmm.
have that immediate response. And we have come to know as Reiki masters, you know, Reiki practitioners, that, you know, as Reverend Anthony was saying earlier, the Reiki is intelligent. and we trust that the Reiki is going to where it needs to go. And we may not see the result in that moment, but we need to trust that it is doing what it needs to do.
Exactly.
We're
just
such
be open
geeks,
to receive.
Aren't we?
Just be open to
We're healing geeks, Renee.
Absolutely. Totally. I love anything that has to do with healing, healing energy. Another thing that is coming to mind right now is how everything is connected. You know, your spirit, body, and mind is connected. So when you are receiving Reiki, then, you know, Reiki treats all aspects of you. So it goes way down to the energy, to your thought process, to your emotions, and to your body in order for you to come back to balance and feel that peace, feel that it's already there. You know, that's part of who you are. So it's just amazing. I do Reiki on myself every day. How about you?
That's a very good question. I sometimes will go a whole string of days in which I'm doing it on myself, and then I may skip here and there. But what I found is it's almost like an unconscious thing. I know that every Tuesday when I have yoga, I always do Reiki on myself. Every weekday morning when I listen in on a Course in Miracles call and we go into meditation, I always start sending Reiki to myself. Sometimes when I find myself getting stressed, like while driving, I will start giving myself Reiki. So I am not always good at doing a self-treatment every day, but I get in a lot of days in the week, and it makes a difference.
That makes a difference. Good enough.
Yeah, but you're inspiring me now when you say you do it every day. You know, you are definitely practicing what you preach. I love it.
Well, you know, it's simple. All you need to do is just place your – I tell my students, all you need to do is just place your hand on your heart center and just let the energy flow, you know. Just have that intention, and the energy is going to flow, and then it's going to do what it needs to do. That's it.
It's going to do what it needs to do. You know, the good thing is about, you know, how we do other healing practices, and so the Reiki shows up. And you start to just what I call walk in Reiki, where you may not be having an intentional session, but you walk in a room and your healing presence is noted and appreciated, and people feel the love and the healing that is flowing through you as you. So when I do my sacred healing sessions, you know, it becomes a beautiful dance. I do see it as a dance. And actually, when I do Reiki, often I find myself moving in a dance-like form. And so I lost my train of thought for a second there. But as I do, you know, other forms of healing, the Reiki comes through. And we talked about earlier that contact buzz. So when we are channeling Reiki through to someone else, it is coming through us. So we are getting healing through that. But it's wonderful when we can take the time out to actually do a healing for ourselves, because we're so worth it, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's been a lesson.
I know
for
I'm
me
worth that. It.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
well, we gotta take care of ourselves
to
be able. We gotta take care of ourselves to be able to, you know, provide effective Reiki treatments to other people. You know, that's one of the things that I like to make sure I do. You know, you gotta be strong energetically. I think to be able to be you know, provide good service.
Give from a place of overflow. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But I do like what you said with regards to looking at Reiki as a dance, you know, because in my experience, the energy flows, you know, from spirit through me to the other person, and it kind of circulates. It goes back and forth. And it's just, you know, it sort of enhances. It's like it's loving energy, so it just amplifies, you know, the goodness, you know, that this energy brings. Everybody does that space. So have you ever had, you know, a conversation with somebody and you know, well, maybe you're aware, but it's like there's this something that happens. Well, I'll own that. Sometimes I've had conversations with people, and I can actually sense the energy moving. And then the conversations turn out to be a really amazing conversation. And even if sometimes a stranger will come up to me, you know, after the conversation, he would or she would be like, "Oh, this was a great conversation. Can I?" And then, you know, they're about to leave, and they'll be like, "Can I give you a hug?" And so we'll just hug, and mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it's so enriching, you know, and it's all that loving energy that's coming through, and it's amplifying all that goodness, all the, you know, peace and joy. It's just amazing how that works out, you know?
Yes, I can definitely relate to that. I love it. I see some more folks on the line. I don't know if they want to get a healing treatment, but please make sure you press 1 if you're listening in and you've called in and you're listening to the show via the phone. Please press 1 if you would like to receive a Reiki healing treatment. For those who haven't called in yet and may like to, the number is 917-889-7806. Right now we're doing a true share where two of our healers have been off air. Andrea has been channeling Reiki healing for Reverend Anthony, and so I got the word that they are complete with the process now. So I am unmuting Reverend Anthony Farmer, who was receiving, and I am unmuting Andrea Winger, who was a Reiki healer. Hey there, folks.
Hello.
Hello.
Anthony's ringing the bell. Reverend Anthony, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. The cat came in, had to jump in to get a little something.
They always come in. If they're around, they run to
aren't
Reiki.
They?
Oh, no.
Yes.
They are
they
so attuned to that, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
Cats and dogs. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Mm. Andrea, how was that for you?
I'm feeling the contact buzz right now. I'm loving it.
Awesome.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I don't know if Brother Anthony wants to say anything more. I think the only thing I was sensing that feels like something specific to share is, I don't know if it was halfway through or so, I just really, like, my hands just kept moving apart. I just felt this expansiveness. You know, I don't know if it was necessarily like I was, you know, it was a treating of the more outer layers of your aura or what, but it just, expansiveness is the word, I would say.
Two things. Number one, I did a shamanic circle yesterday. A group of people, they completed their 9-month training. And one of the participants chose angel cards for each person, and then she gave the cards to us yesterday. The card I received, expansiveness.
Cool. Yeah, I was feeling it.
No coincidence.
Yeah.
So
love it.
Receive Reiki. It's a visual experience for me. And so as, you know, I laid back in a chair and opened myself to receive, I saw like a blue blanket or sheet placed over me. And then I specifically saw a feather being waved over me. And then it was specifically my heart and then my third eye. And then I saw a stone, a crystal, was placed over my third eye. So it was a lot of intention directed to my third eye. And then
awesome.
Halfway through, I was guided to breathe deeply and release, inhale deeply and release.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, I'm getting that contact buzz. I'm telling you, the love is really flowing. So I thank you all for that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, you know, Andrea, I want to make sure that you get a chance as well to receive, if you would like, or Renee, would you like to receive? Who's up for it?
I would be happy to receive, but I'm also happy to give again too. So either way.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll receive.
You'll receive? Okay.
Okay. So, Reverend Anthony, do you want to sit this one out and let Andrea give again, or would you like to do the honors?
I'm sorry, I had to switch phones. What are we doing now?
Reverend Renee is going to receive. He would like some Reiki. We're doing a true share here. So I didn't know if you wanted to do the Reiki, or Andrea is up for also sharing again if necessary.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Can you hear us?
I had to switch phones and I lost everybody.
Okay. Do you want to give to Renee? He's going to receive, or I can give to him. What would you like to do?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Okie dokie. So
okay,
I'm sorry. Reverend Anthony, any instructions for Reverend A as he receives?
Just set the intention to receive and breathe at your natural breathing rhythm.
Okay. Will do.
Awesome. Well, I am going to temporarily mute you two gentlemen out while Andrea and I continue to chat about Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They are now off air, Andrea. And
right.
Renee and I were having a good time chatting. We decided that we are just true nerds. We're
Reiki nerds.
We're Reiki nerds.
All right.
We're Reiki nerds. We're healing nerds, really.
Yeah.
We love this stuff. We eat it up. We love the feeling of it. And it's pretty heady to be able to serve. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I have to continue to remind myself that this is not me. I am merely the channel coming in, you know, opening myself for this universal love healing flowing through me, you know, releasing ego around that. So even when we say we are a Reiki healer, it's kind of a misnomer, isn't it?
Yes, I'm so glad you're bringing that up because it's such an important point. Because it isn't us doing the healing. And, you know, like I think I heard Renee saying something about, you know, we need to take care of ourselves and do the work on ourselves so that we can be clearer channels for the healing. I think that is true. But it is so, I think it's such an important thing to be taught in Reiki training. This whole concept of fixing is so ingrained in our culture, and you know, we go to doctors and we want our symptoms fixed, and it's just the way things are, and we're all used to thinking and operating that way. And it's Reiki to me is an invitation, an opportunity to let go of that fix it mentality that is very left brain. And to really kind of step back and just allow the healing to occur, let it flow, not be attached to a specific outcome. And that's a little challenging for some time. You know, people might come in, you know, and they really want X, Y, Z to be resolved. And understandably, you know, we're in pain, we're in discomfort, and it's important to realize that sometimes there's some important learning in the process of healing, and that healing doesn't mean absence of symptoms. It's really a return to whole, to seeing and understanding and knowing ourselves as whole, just as we are. I loved the message that Renee had for Gina because, you know, this, I love myself just as I am. I love, I forget what all the pieces were, but that is, I think, is just such an important message for all of us, and has been a big part of my own journey too, is just learning to love myself and accept myself just as I am, because I've got that perfectionistic stuff going on too. And
I'm in recovery. That's what I say.
Yeah, we all are. We all are. I mean, the messages that we get from our families, or, you know, the environment we grew up in, from our culture, you know, that we have to be this or that, we have to dress this way, we have to look this way just to be accepted, just wreaks havoc on who we are and being able to really step fully into our divine gifts and abilities, I think, because we're always looking for something outside of ourselves to make us be okay. And the beautiful thing about Reiki is to, and I actually have an article that I share with my students. It's written by Rachel Naomi Remen, or Remen. She's an incredible writer. She wrote Kitchen Table Wisdom and My Grandfather's Blessings, that some of our listeners might be familiar with. She has an article called In the Service of Life, and she talks about the difference between fixing and helping and serving. So I love that you were using the word serve here tonight on the call, because that's really what it's about. We're serving the wholeness that is there within each person that we share Reiki with, and honoring that wholeness and the Reiki, and offering, serving that wholeness with the Reiki, so that that person can come to know and see and understand their own wholeness. To me, that's what healing is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow, beautiful. Well, speaking of serving, we have another caller from the 202 area code. So let's let our caller come on in. Hello, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Sister Tanya. This is Charisse.
Hi, Charisse. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Have you been tuning in?
I guess. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I had to get the whole phone piece of it. I was tuning in via computer, so now I tuned in via phone. So.
Gotcha. Would you like to receive some healing this evening?
I would.
What would you like to just comment?
Well, probably I'd start with a comment. I didn't have anything in particular that I wanted to receive healing on, but I do really appreciate all that has been said as far as the purpose of Reiki and what it does. As you know, but others who are listening are not aware, I've had Reiki 1 with you. So
yeah.
I have had the beautiful experience and opportunity of learning the history of it, as well as learning.
The area is closed now.
As well as, excuse me, the park police are joining in on the call. It's a beautiful experience. Yes, it has just been a beautiful journey, and I'm learning it from listening to everyone. I'm really just kind of understanding even more how I need to focus more on Reiki and make it an integral part of my life. I started the pathway with taking the classes with you, but I just really feel that, especially with this call, I felt the vibrational energy, and I'm not even receiving healing. So it's just how powerful that is, and so I really appreciate it, because it's just really me putting me back on path. So, so I do thank
Wonderful.
You for that. but I do feel it. It is very powerful. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Andrea.
I thought I heard her say yes that you would like to receive at the beginning, but maybe I misheard. I just wanted to.
Well, I did, but I really didn't have anything in particular that I needed healing on.
That's okay. You don't need to.
I would love just more of a flow,
mm-hmm.
more of a flow, a positive vibrational flow, and the ability to allow my giftings to manifest themselves more.
Mm-hmm.
So that would
okay.
be my request.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, ladies, looking at the time, we won't be able to do a full 10 minutes. We can do 5 minutes for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So does that work?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I am going to mute you both, Sharice and Andrea, and get back with you in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, great. So,
hello?
Andrea, hi, Reverend Anthony. One moment.
Okay.
I accidentally cut off Andrea
okay.
she was talking to Sharice. I apologize.
No problem. I just realized I hadn't really given her any instruction. Since you received before, you might not need it. But, again, just, you know, find a comfortable place to sit or lie down and just, you know, open to receive. And, you know, you can focus on your breathing or just relax and receive. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, ladies. All right. So, Reverend Anthony, you're back. Reverend Nay, you're back.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
With awesome song. How was that?
Well, I want to say that two things. It was nice, yet powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more than Reiki, as I'm receiving. Always happens to Reverend Anthony. More than Reiki, so I'm grateful. I right in the beginning, I saw purple embracing me, and at some point, I was asked to raise my hands. And it was just nice, but then later on, it just became powerful. There's this seriousness that I sense, like seriousness, power, very soothing, which is great because I was thinking tomorrow is my first day at my chaplaincy residency, so, you know, it's a great gift. Thank you, Reverend Anthony.
You're welcome. They, when I started, I had a visual of you laying on a Reiki table.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was guided to concentrate on your feet the whole entire time.
Interesting.
Mm.
And then I was guided to visualize the symbol Chokure
mm-hmm.
over your whole body and then on the soles of each of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, you know, for understanding or clarity, and I really didn't receive anything other than honoring the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, is it for grounding or anchoring or anything like that? And I didn't get, you know, a no or a yes. So I don't have an insight about that. But
mm-hmm.
the whole time was focused on your feet.
And I love that because one thing that I did not say is how I was feeling all this energy around my feet. And it was kind of tickling, you know, like tickling energy, and I was just loving it. This is why I'm saying, you know, it was nice because it was, I was just loving it.
Uh-huh.
And I could also see, I could see, sense like energy ripples, you know, like just coming from my feet or moving through my feet at some point in the hands too. I thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, honoring, got it.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right, Renee, don't let us find out you have a foot fetish, but, you know, you didn't hear that from me.
Well, you know, it's very grounding because it's a very grounding thing, you know. One of the things that I've been doing is I've been, in addition to my Reiki practice, I've been working on the breath because it's really helping me anchoring the energy that's coming through. I mean, it's so much more powerful now, the energy that's coming into the physical plane. And as healers, we need to make sure that we are integrating this energy and moving this energy and not getting the energy stuck. So the breath, in addition to Reiki, is helping me, you know, stay grounded and centered with this energy because it's a lot sometimes. So
I love it.
It's the feet, you know, the energy, you know, and the feet, working around the feet, for me, has to do with grounding, you know, that energy in my body, which is important for me because I don't want to be flying around, you know, spacey, you know, wherever I go. So anything that helps me get grounded, I receive it.
I'm with you on that one, brother.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. So Andrea is off serving as a channel of Reiki for Sharice, who called in. And so they'll be joining us actually right now. So I am unmuting the phone for Andrea and Sharice.
Hello.
You all had the mini session version. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Sharice, how you doing? Mm-hmm.
I am wonderfully well, thank you. Wonderfully well. I really felt the strong energy. I really did. The first thing my body did was sneeze, which was interesting as we started, as if I was releasing something. But then I just really felt just energy very strongly throughout my body. Thank you very much for that.
Mm, you're so welcome. My honor.
Well, can you believe that we have come to the end of our time together? It's 7:28. And Sharice, thank you for calling and supporting and also being willing to receive. Thank you to Gina also, who was listening in for a while and probably still in her state of relaxation. And also thank you to our Reiki healers, to Reverend Anthony, to Reverend Renee, and to Andrea. And so, Andrea, you didn't get to receive this evening. And not that we had any expectation. But if you have a few minutes after the call, I would be glad to send some healing to you. Would you be open to receive that?
I would be open to receive any healing anyone wants to send. Yes, thank you.
Wonderful.
Appreciate it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I've just loved being a Reiki nerd. That's what Renee and I are calling it. We have had a chance to really talk about Reiki and share our experiences and experiences of some of the people that we've worked with. And so working with that energy, with that prana, with that chi, with that ki, I love that we'll continue it next week with Manifest Ra, Chi Ambassador, who will be returning to the show after a couple of years. And he'll be talking about how we can manifest our chi. If you would like to contact me, I am Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at mindbodyandspiritworker.com. And I am going to be putting on my Facebook page contact information for our speakers, and you can find it on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. All right, folks, we are off the air.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank
that
you, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And
you are welcome. That was wonderful. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I am glad you enjoyed it. It didn't turn out how I thought it would, but it turned out beautifully. And how wonderful that the healers received.
It was truly a Reiki share.
yes,
it's great.
The power of our words. All right, my lovelies, Andrea and I will. It's 7:30. By 7:31, I'll get going. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right, love you guys.
Love you.
Yeah. Love you too.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.